You're tuned to All Things Considered and local news right here on KDNK. And I'm now joined on the phone by my next guest, Starlene Collins from the Western Slope Food Bank of the Rockies. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, great. And I hear you just perfectly. So we're speaking on the phone today because she's based in Palisade and decided that it was just too much going on to drive all the way into Carbondale for a conversation we could just have over the phone.
And I appreciate that.
Well, you know, we highlight different nonprofits throughout the pledge drive, once in the morning and once in the afternoon, each day of the pledge drive here at KDNK. And if you haven't supported us yet this year, please do that. You can go to our website right now at kdnk.org and click the donate button, and we can definitely take your call after we get done with this phone call. But first, I want to let people know about the Western Slope Food Bank of the Rockies and, more broadly, The Food Bank of the Rockies serves both sides of the mountains, of course, but maybe start by just telling people a little bit about your organization.
Okay, what the Food Bank of the Rockies is a food bank warehouse, and we distribute food to nonprofit organizations that help people that are in need. And we have a variety of programs that we utilize to do that with.
And it's pretty incredible the amount of people and families that are helped by your organizations. You know, let's just start by giving people a sense of how serious the struggle with hunger is. I just think most of our listeners who are tuned to KDNK regularly don't really understand. I mean, we're talking 1 out of 4 children in Western Colorado who deals with food insecurity. Is that right?
That is correct, Gavin. It is a very unfortunate situation. I think sometimes when people think of someone who is not eating, they might think of the homeless person or they might think of maybe a senior. But families, people that have jobs, but they just don't make enough money to make all of their bills, medical bills, and then also be able to put food on the table. And our job is to help make their lives a little bit easier and give them the necessities and a lot of the things that they need.
And so the Food Bank of the Rockies is a huge nonprofit. I mean, with input, you know, I mean, support for many communities around the state. But just Western Slope Food Bank of the Rockies alone distributed more than 5 million meals last year.
Yes. Well, we distributed roughly 5 million pounds, which is a little bit less than 5 million meals. But we also have a 10-county service area, so we cover a lot of ground, and we also help a lot of people. And right now, we are launching a new location for our Aspen Mobile Pantry. We've actually been doing a mobile pantry in Pitkin County for several years now. And we are starting this Thursday, the 15th, at a new location. We have partnered with the Forest Service.
Oh, the Ranger Station, right? Right on Hallam, right?
Yeah, that is correct. And we're hoping that with that location, that it'll be more accessible to people. And we really appreciate you helping us get the word out.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, of course, we think Pitkin County, we think millionaires and billionaires in Aspen, but there are thousands of food insecure residents in Pitkin County, and you're saying that this location is so central and should be easier to find for that mobile pantry. That's the second Thursday of each month, is that right?
Yes, starting in that location this month, and it will run the second Thursday of every month. Well, starting at 11 o'clock.
So this Thursday is technically the September the 15th, but then from now on, second Thursday. Sorry, correction there. And so this is going to be at the Ranger Station on Hallam Street. And so it starts at 11 a.m., and it's basically kind of first come, first serve, right?
Yes, it is. So I would suggest, you know, that people try and get there early. Generally, from past experience, they usually run out of food, usually in 2 to 2.5 hours, even though we take a whole truckload up. And in fact, 2 weeks ago, we just got a new semi, so we will actually be able to start hauling more food up to our various mobile pantry locations, and we're real excited about that. And this will be the first time that that truck will be going up to the Pitkin area.
And then do you actually have the capacity to check eligibility requirements when you do a mobile food pantry?
We go on... If someone declares that they are in need of food, we do not check income. We don't have any guidelines in that area. If someone says they need food, then we supply what we can.
I love it. I love it. And so if you saw Lance Armstrong in line, you might stop him. But otherwise, it's no, I guess even if he said he needed it, that's part of the way you guys work. So that's amazing. So so if people want more information about this specific event on Thursday, I mean, you're in Palisade and you're running a lot of different programs. And you said 10 counties. Is there sort of another person kind of boots on the ground for a specific Pitkin County residents?
No, we can take care of everything out of our location.
Okay.
Maybe at some point in time, we will have someone a little bit more local once we get the location established. But right now, everything will be handled out of our office. And so if they need more information, they can go to the Food Bank of the Rockies website, or they can contact our office, and I can give you that number. Or maybe you can post it on your site.
Yeah, when we post this interview, we'll link to foodbankrockies.org and add the contact info there. And so, Starlene, how long have you personally been involved in this kind of work?
I actually started volunteering in 1996.
Wow.
And then I started working at the food bank in 1999. So I have been in this type of work for almost 20 years now.
So when I first started at KD&K several months ago, I had the sheer chance of just noticing a little listing on the 3rd Street Center in Carbondale's calendar that said they were having a conversation about food insecurity. And it was said it was a tri-county meeting, and I didn't know anything about it. And I zoomed over there on my bike and discovered this room full of people like you who just are so committed to trying to solve these problems. And I thought, wow, you know, in terms of the Tri-County, in that case, they were talking about Pitkin, Garfield, and Eagle counties. But I just realized how many different social service groups there are, folks in government, you know, certainly within Pitkin and Garfield County, there are some really great resources, but obviously a lot of people in the private sector and nonprofits. So in 20 years of watching this, how has the need, you know, 1 in 7 Coloradans, 1 in 4 children, the need for addressing hunger, how has the need changed and how have the resources changed in your view, you know, over all these years?
Well, the need, unfortunately, has increased over time. As far as resources go, we are part of the Feeding America National Network, and they are very supportive of what we do, and they have a lot of resources for us to be able to obtain food. We have a lot of national donors. Over the last several years, we have, on a national level, contracted with Walmart, Sam's, Starbucks, different corporations, where they donate all of their excess to partner Feeding America food banks.
Wow.
I have seen the local community really come out and support Food Bank of the Rockies. When we first started over here, no one really knew who we were. And as time has gone on, you know, we have proven ourselves and our commitment to the community and our commitment to helping people. And so consequently, people have stepped up and partnered alongside of us to help us in our mission.
That's really inspiring just to, like I said, to be in that room with all these different people who are working together, because one of the other problems they identified is that a lot of folks need help but don't know how to get connected to it. And I think that's one of the things we've tried to do at KD&K is help folks, you know, get connected. I mean, Amy Barr is one of our public affairs hosts here, and that's a big part of her work is just trying to help people figure out how to find the resources that are out there, because a lot of stuff is available that isn't all being used, right?
That is very correct, and it's unfortunate that a lot of people do not know what is available to them, and that is one of the reasons that public radio is so important, because people want to help, and by connecting with public radio and the service that you provide and the information that you provide, people find out where to not only get help, but they also find out ways to give help.
Well, yeah, and we're so thankful that we get to be a part of that, you know, meeting those needs of folks. Just to recap for people, we're speaking with Starlene Collins from the Western Slope Food Bank of the Rockies. She manages 10 counties and millions of pounds of food in direct service and with partner agencies from Grand Junction and Palisade across the western half of the state. And this mobile food pantry will be in Aspen Thursday, starting at 11 a.m. at the U.S. Forest Service Ranger Station. That's this week, September 15th, and then the second Thursday of each month moving forward. One last question for you is, what if someone out there feels like their, you know, food needs are met, but they want to help? They certainly, I would guess, you guys take donations directly in terms of cash or, you know, credit cards. But is there also a way to give to local food pantries, say for someone in Carbondale or Glenwood?
You know, there's various local food pantries. Lift Up would mm-hmm. be a possibility.
We just had them on last week. Yep.
We will be looking for volunteers to help at the Aspen Food Pantry. So if someone is available on those Thursdays, because it's a lot of work to take all that stuff up there, get it unloaded and set up.
Mm-hmm.
And since we are moving to a new location, we're going to be looking for volunteers to help staff that location.
Awesome. Well, we have to leave it there just because we're out of time. Starlene, thank you so much for your great work and for talking to Katie and Kay. Folks, you can go to foodbankrockies.org for more information. Really appreciate you speaking to Katie and Kay today.
Thank you so much.